Welcome to the Three Creeks Church Podcast. We're a church in Gahanna, Ohio that exists to help people find and follow God. We hope this message encourages you, challenges you, and helps you discover how much God really loves you.
All right, well, good morning, Three Creeks. My name is Joel, and I get to be the pastor here. What do you guys think of the new setup? Is that all right? Levi, I feel like that was medium response. I'm going to give him one more chance. What do you guys think of the new setup? Yeah? Yeah? Not bad. Shout out to the setup team for showing up early and making changes. And really, we just wanted to bring it in as a family. In fact, we're going to do this for at least 8 weeks up until Easter. Maybe we'll keep it. Maybe we won't. Everything's an experiment around here. We'll see how we like it after that, all right? My name, like I said, is Joel. I get to be the pastor here. And our church... And you should know this out the gate, that I just love this church so much. I feel so blessed to get to be the pastor of this church, just to get to be a part of this church. I promise you, if I wasn't the pastor, I would still go here. My kids wouldn't let me go anywhere else. They love it here, and they love you, and I love you. So just very grateful to get to be the pastor here. 7 years have passed since we started our church. I've been feeling sentimental for sure, looking back at old pictures. And the first, does anybody remember the name of the first message series that we ever did at Three Creeks? It was 4 weeks long. It was called This Is Us. And we walked through the four core values that we had as a church. And then in 2020 and in 2021, we spent 54 weeks as a YouTube church because we couldn't meet in the schools. And when we came back to in-person services, we did another four-week series and we called it This Is Still Us. Nothing had changed, and we walked through our four core values. Morgan and I have a meeting every 8 weeks or so at our house. We have some folks over for lunch. We get Chipotle. We get the add-on. We get the guacamole. So we needed that rent to go down to afford these kinds of things. And we have people over. Usually it's mostly people that are brand new to Three Creeks. And what do we call that meeting? We call it This Is Us. We're very creative around here. And then today, believe it or not, we're calling this Is Us Sunday. And today we're just going to talk about us. We're going to talk about our church, our vision, our values, our culture. When a couple weeks ago, I was doing a This Is Us meeting at our house. And what we do is we get food and we sit around and then we talk. And I just walk through this document. And it says at the top, our vision is to help people find and follow God. It talks about our four values, and then it talks through the 10 pieces of our DNA as a church. And what I tell those people sitting in my living room is I say, this is what makes Three Creeks, Three Creeks. This is what we feel specifically called to. And then I'll say this every time. I'll say, this is the filter through which we make decisions. And these aren't a list of our theological beliefs. We have those too, but this is philosophically and practically how our church feels called by God to operate. And it dawned on me that I'll bet you some of the folks that have been here for a couple months who just heard me talk about this might actually be more familiar with this list than a lot of the people that have been coming here for a long time. I thought, man, if I polled everybody, how many of these would they actually be able to name? I hope you would guess a couple of them correctly, at least. And I also think that as I share some of this today, I don't think anything will surprise you. We're not changing anything. We're just emphasizing, we're highlighting, we're circling back and saying, hey, this is what we feel like God has called us to do. This is what makes Three Creeks, Three Creeks. And if somebody outside of this church were to ask you and say, hey, what makes Three Creeks, Three Creeks? What is Three Creeks uniquely, specifically called to? How do you guys, what do you guys value? Man, I think you would be able to give an answer based on your experience, but man, I want you to confidently be able to say, this is our vision. These are our values. This is what Three Creeks feels specifically called to. I want that for you. And so that's what we're doing today. Maybe the best way to put it is that today's the day about being and becoming the church that we say that we want to be. It's about being and becoming the church that we say we want to be. I, as I was sharing this the other day again, I, as I was just thinking out loud as I was, I was thinking in my head as I was speaking out loud about some of these things, I thought, man, there are some of these that we are just killing the game. I mean, I am just so, I can't even believe how well we're doing at some of these things. You guys have embodied these so well. And then I had to be honest with myself and be like, gah, feels like on that one, I think we've drifted a little bit. I feel like we're not totally embodying that one right now. And I choose the word drifted on purpose because we haven't made a decision to change any of these things. We haven't looked at this, and I'll give you a random example. We haven't looked at this and said, you know, now we don't care about people around the world. We've decided not to. But that even though we've decided not to, doesn't mean that we wouldn't maybe drift from them over time. And that shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody because that's what we do. That's what all people do. We drift naturally. We are drifters. The current of the world drifts and flows, it flows against these things that we are trying to embody. To be these things, to embody these things, to live this out, to be this kind of church, it requires intentionality, effort, sacrifice, commitment. You don't just get this. It's something that you've got to be a part of. And it's difficult at times. And if you're anything like me, I prefer things that are easy over difficult, unless I'm real intentional to know that it's really good. And then if I see that it's really good and it's really worth it, well, then maybe I'll throw it in. And so today I want to highlight some of these things and say, hey, there's some stuff today that we're going to get some more cheering practice. I really think there's some stories that I get to tell you today that you probably know nothing about that you will be very excited about. And then there's also some parts of this that I'm going to have to be like, hey, this isn't us right now. You know what I mean? And that really doesn't surprise any of you. I can't imagine it does. So let's go. Here we go. You ready? Let's start with this. Our vision is to help people find and follow God. Notice that our vision is not to help people find God, or our vision is not just to help people follow God. Our vision at Three Creeks is to help people to find and follow God. It's to do both of those things. Individually, my guess would be that you would prefer one or the other. As individual people, there's probably one of those two things, finding God or following God, that you, as an individual person, are more interested in. If you are brand new to church and you're walking in here and you've had these questions coming up in your heart lately, but you haven't spent a lot of time in church or a lot of time reading the Bible, and this is all new to you, chances are that you are more interested in Three Creeks being a place that you could find God, that you could find Him here. That's what would be the most exciting to you for sure. And then on the other hand, if you've been following Jesus for a long time, for most of your life, maybe you became a Christian when you were a kid, you grew up in a Christian home, chances are you as an individual person prefer that Three Creeks would help you follow God. You're more interested maybe in the discipleship programs of our church rather than the evangelism efforts of our church, because that's for you. And that makes sense. But what I want everybody here to understand is that this isn't just for you. This is for us. There's people in here on so many different parts of their spiritual journey. And Three Creeks Church exists for all of us, not just for us as individual people. We're part of a group here. We're part of a local family of God here. And Three Creeks Church exists to help people to find and follow God. So that actually might mean that from time to time, you might come in here and go, that just didn't feel like it was for me. It wasn't just for you. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't just for you. And so you might come in and be like, man, that message that week, you know, I didn't really learn anything new. Didn't feel like it was, you know, deep enough for me or whatever. And I'm just like, man, it wasn't just for you. Like, it was for our whole church. It was for everybody that was here. And on the flip side, if you come in and you go, man, Joel used some words that he's familiar with, but I don't understand, and he was just kind of marching through that verse of the Bible, and that just went over my head, and I try not to do that, but I bet you I do sometimes.
man, I just would tell you, man, just stick with it because this is for all of us. We're each at a different point in our spiritual journey. And so this is what I want you to take away from this. Rather than ever getting frustrated that something wasn't just perfect for you, rejoice. Rejoice in the spiritual diversity of this church. Like every time it didn't feel like it was hitting you perfectly where you're at, praise God that you're a part of a church where it probably hit somebody right where they were at. Rather than let that frustration brew, celebrate the fact that God made it so that churches like us would gather, and we're all at different points in the journey. Three Creeks could probably grow faster if we picked one or the other. We helped people find God Church, or we said, hey, we're just a follow God Church, man, we could probably grow faster and maybe, I don't know, cater to the people's needs better or whatever. But I'm just saying, man, every healthy church does both. And we're knocking about 1,000 at this. I guarantee you we'll miss the mark. And they'll get out of balance at times. But man, our aim is to do both of those things really, really well. We want to be a church, a place where, man, if you are brand new, you can find God here. You can ask questions here. You can be skeptical here. And on the other side, man, if you've been following Jesus for 20 years, we want to set you up to keep walking in the way of love and finding God and following God at this church. We've also got these four core values: truth, gather, serve, and love. But the truth is that all four of those are kind of broken out pretty well in our 10 pieces of our DNA. So I'm going to kind of skip the values and just go right to the DNA. We've got 10 pieces. I am committed to spending 60 seconds per piece. All right, and if that seems long to you, be grateful. I thought about doing a 10-week series on these, and so I'd take the deal now, all right? I might go 90 seconds on the kids one, because I'm fired up about that. But the rest of them, I'm gonna do my best. 60 seconds or less. But I want you to know what Three Creeks specifically feels called to. All right, so here we go. Number one, we love the Bible. Man, we believe the Bible is true. We teach it here. We try to live our lives by it. We do think it's God's best plan for us. It is the story of God sending his son for us. Practically speaking, what that means here is that we do this thing called expositional preaching. We go through books of the Bible, usually just one verse at a time. Probably 45 weeks a year, we're just making our way through the Bible. I actually looked at this. Throw this slide up, Lucas. These are all the different books that we've gone through just in the last 2 years or so. We've been through all of those books, almost every verse. Every verse of the New Testament ones, almost every verse of the Old Testament ones. And the plan is to keep going like that. Probably 5 or 10 times a year, this Sunday included, we'll do something a little different. And it might feel topical or might have a theme. But for the most part, you got to know at Three Creeks, we are making our way through the Bible. I'm not trying to twist it and make it relevant to your life. I'm trying to show you how relevant it is to your life with no twisting on my behalf. Pretty cool. I love that value about our church. Number two, we invest in the next generation. Did you know that there's 120 kids that call Three Creeks Church their home that are under 11 years old? That is so, yes, come on. There we go. Let's go. Where's Nate Kuhn at? He's yeah, come on. Let's get it going here. I want to see it, all right? We have 65 volunteers that serve back there regularly. They don't see themselves as entertaining babysitters. They view themselves as missionaries sharing the gospel with those kids that are back in those rooms. We have, did you know that 77% of American Christians who are following Jesus made their first decision to follow Jesus before they were 18 years old? I mean, we can't overlook this. It is so important. I was actually asking Liz this week, hey, how many people would it take to make you feel like we've got full, strong, healthy teams back there? She said, man, I think the number is 8. I think we need 8 people to join the Three Creeks Kids team to make us feel like we are ready to go for this whole year. And so I just proposed to you, would you consider being one of the 8 people who jump back there and serve as a missionary, as an evangelist to the 120 kids that go back there all the time. Something fun I wanted to tell you is that our second, third, fourth, and fifth graders are, there's just a ton of them, and they're really, really fun. And Liz and I are currently brainstorming a lot of events and programs just for that age group specifically as we prepare for them to kind of move up into those youth teen years. And Liz's top of the list idea is like a mother-son Nerf battle here at Middle School West. So there we go. I figured somebody would get excited about that. All right, I think that was 90 seconds, so I got to move on. Number three, we pursue authenticity. I would love it if you felt like you could be yourself here. If you felt like you never had to pretend here. If you were allowed to confess your sin here. If you never felt like you had to act like you had it all together here. If you don't have it all together here. If you don't have it all together, welcome to the club. Welcome. And I try to lead from a place of authenticity and transparency because I believe, man, what if we're just faking it, what are we doing? What are we doing? I think we're wasting our time. And so we try to be a church that's just authentic about who we are. We'd rather it be real than perfect here at Three Creeks. Number four, we build leaders. We love giving people their first chance to lead. I want to tell you about somebody. His name is Josiah Markley. And if you know him, cheer, clap right now. Josiah Markley. This is actually a picture of him. That is not this morning. It was a couple weeks ago at the Big Walnut Intermediate School. This is the story of Josiah Markley. In 2019, we were having a vision Sunday in Goshen Lane Elementary School. It was our second year as a church, I guess. And we needed some people to join the production team. Josiah had never done that before. I actually bought five Walkman headsets. And I was like, this is your prize. Like, this is how badly we need you. I will donate this to you. And I had five of them. And Josiah walked up to me after that service and said, I've never done it before. I think I can do pretty good with technology, but man, this will be new for me. And I said, here are your headphones. You are on the team. And Josiah faithfully showed up for years and years and years. Learned sound, learned lights, learned slides. And then, a couple years ago, their family moved to Croton, Ohio. I don't know how they say it. But it's like 45 minutes away, which is a long way to drive for church. And they kept coming here because they weren't sure what exactly they were going to do yet. He keeps running sound. He keeps learning. Well, when Bright City comes on the table, a new church plant in Sunbury, it just made the most sense for the Markleys to join that team. They felt called to be on the launch team. Josiah has been serving since the beginning of their launch team as the production team director. He bought every piece of equipment that Bright City owns. He customized, custom fit their trailer in his garage to make sure everything would fit. And now he's leading a team of production people at Bright City. And this morning in Big Walnut Elementary School, it's 9:53 right now, he's making sure that the microphone works to make sure that the name of Jesus is proclaimed on that stage. That makes me so, yes, yes. And man, we're just not a staff does it all church. We're a God gifted you to bless God, bless others and serve God. And as a staff and as the leadership of our church, we're most interested in fanning that gifting into flame and giving you chances to lead and grow into roles like this and live such an others-oriented life. That's pretty cool. By the way, Anna, May, his wife, has served in Bright City in like 9 different roles already and probably has made a greater impact than Josiah. But maybe that's another story for another time. She's amazing. Number five, we engage in community groups. Did you know that we had community groups before we had Sunday morning services at Three Creeks? I say that to emphasize that, man, this is a part of the fabric for us. This is not an afterthought. We currently have 200 people in community groups. We've got 20 community groups. This is what I need you to know about community groups. We have been, I'll call it, scraping by for the last couple years with barely enough groups for new people to join. And I think, after some conversations with Julie this year, I don't think we're even scraping by anymore. People are visiting our church. They're filling out connection cards. They're saying, I'd like to join a group. And we're saying things like, you might have to wait until September. And then I have to go throw up in the trash can because that's not the kind of church I want to be a part of. Right? And so what I'm saying is, like, we need some folks to raise their hands and say, I will serve in this way. We can't ask the 20 people that are already leading groups to lead another group. And so we've got to say to everybody, hey, has God put it on your heart to lead a group? And if you've ever thought, this is what I'll say, if you've ever thought, man, maybe one day, that day is August. Like, we really need some folks to raise their hand and say, we will be the place. We will be the place. We will be the leaders to start a new group for new people because we want Three Creeks to be a welcoming church. We want people to help find and follow God here. We'll do it. So if you've ever thought about that, man, let me be the one that gives you the timeline. Like, I'm urging you on in that to say, like, the time is now. Like, we really need some folks to step up and lead community groups. Number six, I think you'll like this one. We love our local community. We love Gahanna. I actually was reflecting on this a little bit. In 2018, when we talked about this for the first time, it was maybe the second or third week of our church's existence ever. And I said this, and I said, we want to be a church that if we ceased to exist, that Gahanna would miss us, that our city would say, where did they go? And I remember telling everybody, I think this is going to take 10 years. Like, I think that's how long. Like, we're not just going to have an event and snap our fingers and be that kind of church. This is going to take some faithfulness. And I just got to tell you, man, I don't think it took 10. I think it took 7. I think we're there. I really do. I am so proud of the way that we've served our community. Can we ramp it up and do a little bit more? Oh, you bet. And there are some plans to do so. But I got to tell you, I'm so proud. Let me rattle off some stats for you. We had our 8th annual Gahanna gift shop this year. And let me rattle all these off and then you guys can give a big praise to the Lord. You ready? We've served 1,500 families. We've had 10,000 gifts donated. We've had thousands of volunteers and we've donated $15,000 to our local schools over the last 8 years. Can we praise God that we've been able to do that? Yeah. And that's something that just takes all of us. And it really is a way that we've been able to be the hands and feet of Jesus to our city. We've got ongoing English classes for adults. Last summer, we served 250 hot meals to families that were in need. We plan to do that again this summer. And we have 6 families, maybe 7, in our church currently trained to host children through My Village Ministries. We have 60 people on our care community team for MVM. And I'm going to save a little bit more, I'm going to save some stories because next week, we're going to talk about My Village Ministries a lot. And so if you're not warmed up to cheer right now, spend the whole week doing some calisthenics because next week is going to be, you're going to get a lot of chances. Number 7, we will plant life-giving churches. Our church was planted in 2018 by Movement Church in Hilliard. In 2021, we participated in planting Contrast Church down in Grandview. And just 5 weeks ago, we helped Bright City Church launch in Sunbury, Ohio. So we're a part of something called the Movement Churches Network. We are actively, prayerfully asking the Lord, where do you want us to go next? Where do you want us to go next, Lord? What community needs a life-giving church that points people to Jesus next? And that is an active conversation, like right now. And so let me just give you one action step on church planting. You're like, you know, if you live in Gahanna and you're pretty much here, this might not mean anything to you. But let me tell you one thing that I think that you could do to further our mission to plant more churches and to encourage other people. Bright City launched 5 weeks ago. Last week, I think they had about 100 people at their service. And church planting, man, it's hard. Like, it's a lot at first. And Josh Taylor and Sarah, they're doing a great job. But man, here's what I think we ought to do. I think every person who calls Three Creeks Church their home should pick one Sunday in 2025 to drive the extra 20 minutes up to Sunbury and go and visit Bright City Church. Don't all do it the same weekend. That would be sad for me. Discouragement. But find one other family or maybe 2 other families and pick a week and go up there and show up and sing and worship and encourage them and pray with them and just go be there. Just your presence will be such an encouragement to their church. I think it would mean so much to them. It'd mean a lot to me to know that you believe in this with us. Number 8, we want you to feel welcome. I'm going to skip that because that's the one I would like to come back to. Number 9, we pray a lot. We do pray in all of our prayer and all of our team meetings. We do pray in our community groups. We do have a group of people that pray before our services. We pray. We have a Tuesday night prayer meeting at the well. We have prayer available here every service. We moved it from the back to the sides. I don't know how well it's going to work. We'll see. But when it says we pray a lot, it's like, well, not really. You know, on Sundays at least. I'm not supposing that you don't pray ever. But our church isn't in a great habit, I wouldn't say, of praying with people on Sunday mornings. And to be honest with you, I've been thinking about this for like 5 or 6 years, trying to figure out why that is. And I do have a few theories. And over the next 2 months, we're going to be doing a series leading up to Easter. And 3 or 4 times in that series leading up to Easter, we're going to talk about prayer. And we're going to talk about what you think it is. And we're going to talk about why we have a prayer team. And maybe over the next few months, I hope that we've got more and more people going over and just asking for people to pray for them on Sunday mornings. We'll see how that one goes. Number 10, here we go, last one. We care about people around the world. Man, I got to tell you, I was pretty proud of you last week because kind of on a whim, I shared with you guys that Trevor and Madeline, who are international workers in Southeast Asia, who have moved to a place in the world where no one knows the name of Jesus, and they are there, and I was discouraged in some ways to hear, I was encouraged, I guess, to hear that man, the language is finally starting to click, friendships are feeling much deeper, they're sharing their faith a lot more often than they were the first 6 months, and it felt like things were moving in the right direction. And then I shared last week that kind of out of nowhere, Trevor needs this surgery, and so he had to go to Singapore for 15 days. It's $200 to travel there, $200 to travel back, meals the whole time he's there, hotels the whole time he's there. These were some expenses they did not anticipate having to have. And if you add all that up, we needed about $2,200 to make it so that the cost, the financial cost of this was nothing. Just cover it. Like, we'll do it. And I was like, I don't know, give me cash or Venmo. I don't know, whatever. And you guys, man, you guys Venmo'd Three Creeks. We needed $2,200. And I'm so proud to say you guys gave $3,216. Yeah. And it was a lot of you, man. Like, it was a lot of people. And it was all week long. It almost felt like God didn't let it leave some of your minds. And then 4 or 5 days later, you said, yes, I want to be a part of this. So I'm just thankful for that, man. So, I like this church. We are not a perfect church. Sometimes people come here and they're just like, oh, like, this is like the best church ever. And I'm like, give us like 10 minutes. We'll disappoint you pretty soon. I'm serious. And, but I love it, man. Like, I love this church. I'm so thankful for the people in this church. I just look around this morning. I'm like, oh, who's got it better than me? Who's got it better than this? There's one thing I want to talk to you guys about. That as a church, I feel like we can do better. Like we as a group can walk in the way of love a little better. And number 8, I skipped it. It says, you know, we want you to feel welcome. And I think that we're accidentally making some folks not feel very welcome. And you might not even know about it because you're not even here to know about it. I took this picture a couple weeks ago. What time do you think that picture was taken?
9 o'clock.
When the service starts. Okay, if your name isn't Isaac or Abby or Lily, or maybe the production team's back there, but like that's when church was going to start. I don't know. What do you think a first-time visitor thinks if they come into that? How welcome does that make? First-time visitors are always on time. They show up early. They don't want to walk in late. Because that, to them, you know, people have, to come to church for the first time is not an easy thing for most people to do. It requires some courage, some forethought. They plan it. They walk in, and literally, I stand down here, and I see people, well, we used to have the doors back there, I guess, but we see people, I see them, and they literally poke their heads in, and they go, wait, what time does the service start? And then they find out that it actually is 9 o'clock, or it really is 10:45, and they're like, this is just odd. It really is a little odd. And I think what we're accidentally doing is we're accidentally sending the message that gathering together to worship God isn't that important to us, and greeting them isn't that important to us. And I feel like we have drifted into being a church that has a really bad habit of being really late to church. Last week, I met a woman right back over here. It was her second time ever coming to this church. She had come once in January, and she was here. She was early again before anybody else got here. And I just started talking with her a little bit. And man, at one point she said, well, they're not early, are they? I said, oh, no. And I was just like, I was kind of embarrassed, you know? And she was actually being very kind. And she said, you know, I think it's just a generational thing. And I said, I don't think it is. I think it's a selfishness thing. I think it's like a laziness thing. And I actually think, maybe on top of both of those, I think it's a forgetfulness thing. Like, we're just forgetful people, and we forget, like, what we're coming here to do. Like, the people of God are coming to meet God here. And maybe even more specifically, your people of God. The people of God that God has given you to be a part of. Like, your people of God are coming to meet God here. We're coming to worship God and hear from God's word and encourage one another's. And to be together. Like, if this becomes a check the box, this is what the Christians do thing, I don't think anybody's going to show up on time. And I just long for us to come in here and remember what we're doing. We say we want everybody to feel welcome, and I just am not convinced that this makes anybody feel welcome. I got to be honest, I'm shocked when anybody stays. Would you? I mean, think about it. Like, would you stay? Would you stay at this if you walked in? Throw that up there again, Lucas. Let us just take it all in. Then would you stay? I am 100% convinced. I really don't think this is a decision we've made. None of us are waking up going, ha, gonna be late. This is what we've decided to do. It's just a place that we've drifted to. And I don't think anybody's probably gonna change because I'm suggesting it. And I don't think anybody's going to change because maybe right now, maybe a little bit, you might feel like a little guilty. I don't think that's going to actually work. What's going to work is if we tie this thing back to the people that we want to be. What does Ephesians 5:2 say? We talk about it all the time. I'll read it for you. It says, follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love. Just like Jesus did. Walk in the way of love. What does that mean? It means to live in an others-oriented way. It means to consider the interests of other people before ourselves. It means to think about others first and then ourselves after that. That's what it looks like to be a Christian, to live the Christian life. And man, to walk in the way of love, man, that sounds very sweet. We even put it on a shirt. And it sounds great. But man, actually, it's hard to do. It requires sacrifice, commitment. This is not easy to walk in the way of love, and yet it is the call of the Christian. And so what I'm asking us as a church to consider is that when we wake up on Sunday mornings, we start thinking about the one person that's coming here for the very first time. For the one person who's been thinking about coming to church for a couple years now. They've been mulling over it and it's just taken them a while, but man, they saw the signs or whatever it was and they decided they're going to give it a shot. And that person set their alarm on Saturday night to wake up in time. And that person got up and they got ready, and while they're getting ready, they think about, maybe today's not the day. But something inside of them makes them keep coming. And then they drive here and they pull in the parking lot and they probably think, I could just turn around. I could just go away and nobody would know. But instead, they have the courage to put the car into park and they walk in and they're like, I don't know anybody. And they walk down the hallway and they come in this room. Man, I just want us to think about those people when we think about getting ready for church. That's what it looks like to walk in the way of love. You might not ever meet them. You might not ever get to know their name. But just by being here, by being a church that shows that we're here to worship God and we love being together, we're here to meet with God, man, that sends a message that... I know it sounds funny, but to show up on time is to be like Jesus. And I'm not saying that Jesus was always on time, but Jesus always thought about others first. He always thought about other people first. And listen, you might come here and go, man, like, I don't really need to talk to anybody today. I don't really need, I'm just feeling like whatever, like I don't need it. But man, you could come in here and somebody else really could need it. They could need friendship with you today. Like, you just don't know. You just think it's an ordinary Sunday. It might not be. It might be exactly what somebody else needs. And I want to be a church that thinks about other people first. So let me just be very clear as I close here that if you're used to coming in at like 9:05 or 9:07 or whatever, I want to be super clear. I'm not really that interested in you coming at 9. What I want to try to do is have everybody in here at 8:50. We're going to work with you. We're going to turn the lights up a little bit. We're going to turn the music down. And we want this place to be filled with conversations and hugs and reconnecting and kind of a sense of anticipation that the people of God are about to meet with God. We're about to meet with God. We're about to worship God. And I really think that a 17-minute difference is going to make a huge difference in your experience, probably, and definitely in somebody else's experience. I'll tell the 10:45 team people the same thing. Let's get in here 10 minutes early and let's prepare our hearts to meet with God. I really don't think, here's the thing, I've thought about this. I don't think anybody in here is raising their hand being like, but we want to be late. Come on. Like, nobody's advocating for that. We've just slipped there. And it's a bad habit. And somebody had to say it. And I didn't want to say it because I really like to be liked, but man, I just think that this is where we need to go. I think this is what we as a group need to commit to. I dream of being a church where somebody comes here for the first time and they notice a difference between us than every other group of people that they interact with. That they sense this joy in us that they don't get to experience anywhere else. That people introduce themselves to them intentionally here like nowhere else in their life. Like, they're befriended here like nowhere else. They're encouraged here like nowhere else. They end up building life-giving friendships here in this church like nowhere else that they've ever experienced in their life. And it makes them go to the gym or go to their work or go to where they go play or sports or whatever. And it makes them go there and go, man, something's different between that church and these things that I used to feel like was the best. But there's something even better. And we get to say, listen, the only difference is that Jesus has changed our lives. We walk in the way of love. We live in an others-oriented way. We're thinking about other people first around here. Isn't it refreshing? Friends, it is so unbelievably attractive to be others-oriented in a self-oriented world. In a world that says, think about you first. Man, it is unbelievably attractive. It is so refreshing to be in a place where people don't, where people think about others. And I think one way we could do that is to get in here and to get ready to worship God, get ready to welcome people, and show them what it looks like to walk in the way of love, even in these little ways. Well, I guess time will tell if you guys want to join me in it, but I'm asking that you would. Let me pray for us. Father, we admit that we are drifters. I'm a drifter. I'm a wanderer. I'm so prone to it. In obvious sinful ways and also in subtle ways. I just drift. Father, I pray for the folks that will come here next week. I believe there's people that are thinking about coming here next week. And when they get here, Father, I pray that our church would be so excited to welcome them. So excited to greet them and encourage them. I pray, God, even for our hearts as we get in here and as we prepare to worship you, Father, that you would get our hearts ready for it. That you would speak to us in a new way. That you would show us quickly that if we come in here with some intentionality and some excitement, Lord, that you are eager to meet us in that place. Lord, I pray that quickly we would experience a difference. And ultimately, God, I pray that we could help people find you because of this, and that a lot of us will be able to follow you because of this. And I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Would you guys stand and let's sing a song together as we close?
Thanks for listening to the Three Creeks Church podcast. To find out more about our church, to give online, or to attend a service, visit threecreekschurch.com.